This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, indeed. It's Dining with Dan. Lunchtime on Wednesdays. That's exactly what we have here. We also have Phil Spano's pizza from a food truck in the parking lot.
It's great pizza. Absolutely. If you ever have a party, solo pizza.
So good.
Really good.
Oh, my. Is it good. Thin and crispy, just the way I like it, Bob. Dan Zangrilli on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can hear Dan pre- and post-game. His post-game chats with fans are as must listen as anything in Pittsburgh radio. It's unbelievable stuff. Dan, this is not getting better, my friend. They've lost 6 in a row and 9 of 10. They are on pace for 53 wins, which would be the lowest win total ever for the Pittsburgh Pirates in a 162-game season. Basically, the season's over. Last year, it took 89 wins for the third wild card. I hate to tell everybody this, but the Phillies are in the third wild card spot right now and on pace for 93 wins. But let's just say it's all the way down to 85 would be the magic number. Well, all the Pirates would need to do is go 73 and 52 the rest of the way to get to 85 wins. This is an unmitigated disaster. And again, I present to you the question, what is Bob Nutting waiting for on Cherington and Shelton? Does he have a number of games in mind? How long can he watch them lose every single game?
Joe, it's a question that only one guy has the answer to, that everybody is asking. I have maintained 60 games for that sample size Memorial Day, but they're obviously trying to expedite that deadline, and I believe that the shoe could drop at any moment. Maybe as soon as tomorrow, maybe as soon as after the weekend. I would think that the patience is razor thin.
On both, Dan? I'm sorry to interrupt. On both guys or just on Shelton?
I would think that it would be a managerial change first, but then the way that things have gone, I also wonder aloud how you would entrust somebody to oversee another draft and trade deadline, considering that
that's a big part of this.
There's no indication, and there's really no signs of life, really, just in the quality of play, the body language, everything that you see. It's one thing to have the record that they have and win games a certain way and have a ton of bad luck. And sure, I bet the injury attrition is going to be factored in here. But even with a full deck of cards, you're just seeing other things that I think are way too insurmountable to justify or salvage or to spin a narrative that points to any sort of tangible signs of progress. And so with that being said, I could see a shoe dropping here at any moment. I'm going to hold firm on my 60 games, at least as if I'm to make a prediction. They'd have to go on one heck of a run. Obviously, the Memorial Day deadline is fast approaching. But the fact that they're 0-6 in May and it's 9-10 and you're losing games now with consistent fashion that Paul Skeens is starting, just the fact that the guy is sitting at 3-4 with a 2.7 earned run average in and of itself is really the only argument that you need and the biggest indictment. If you're not winning games when this guy's on the mound, at least, then you've just got so many problems and it's becoming quite clear. He just wants to make sure that vision he has, if and when, or when and if he makes a move, is better than 2020. And I think that obviously, you know, he's got all of the data points that he needs. It's probably at this juncture just a matter of time.
So you say 3-4 with Paul Skeens, which is right, and a 2.78. Anytime you have that sort of ERA, you should be in a lion's share of your games. But last night, it seemed to me more than most games that I've watched, and people say, well, Skeens is not as good as or dominant as last year. Okay, he doesn't necessarily have to be, and there's going to be a time where he's not exactly that every time out. But he only gave up 2 runs in 6 innings, and last I checked, that was a good definition of a quality start. They only get 1 run. It seemed like the offense was just so quick to just retire themselves. You know, I mean, I don't know why I felt that way, but it seems like even in the 9th inning, okay, ground ball here, fly ball there. There's no mojo at all for this offense. You have to score more than 1 run. They average, I think, 3 a game. That's not good enough. Not nearly good enough, especially when you have elite pitching. So people are now backing, well, all this pitching is going to, it's fine. At some point, Dan, do they make a trade with one of their blue chip prospects to try to address this never-ending problem of hitting?
Well, I mean, they did trade a really good arm, Bob, in the offseason, and they got a first baseman with a chronic wrist injury that's become a figment of our imagination. We've yet to see him or what type of impact that he could make. But, yeah, did they try to do that? Yes, in the offseason. But, I mean, how much more do you do? And, again, do you entrust, you know, those in charge to make those type of trades? Which, by the way, Spencer Horwitz had a heck of a price tag on him. But, listen, I mean, one bat I don't think is going to change what appear to be systemic issues organizationally in their inability to develop hitters or extrapolate whatever they have from whether it's the first overall pick or, you know, a potential left-handed power bat that was one of the key pieces in a return at the time you traded one of the best hitters in the National League, and Adam Frazier. I mean, we could say what we want about Adam Frazier nowadays, but when he was traded, that was one heck of an asset that the San Diego Padres got. So you got to be able to get a return. So, you know, these internal guys that they have not realized anywhere close to their potential. And that's just damning because it's across the board. It's not one guy or two guys. It's a collection of guys. And without that, again, what really do you have to hang your hat on if you're going to be, you know, a small market baseball operations person?
Dan Zangrilli is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So, Dan, how would you describe sort of the tenor on the post-game show with fans?
To call this team bad is a compliment.
What that planet was... is he coming from?
And that's just a sampling of this show. Would you say that the post-game shows have a vibe more of apathy, anger, rage, bewilderment? What are you hearing?
It's it runs the gamut from mentally disturbed to deranged to bouts of psychosis. So I mean, it's all there. I mean, it's a smorgasbord. It's a cornucopia of instability, and I'm right there in the middle of what is very much a Mayview Hospital-esque experience.
To call this team bad is a compliment.
I love that guy, Bob.
That's really good. That's a really good drop. I mean, and that's what I get night after night, call after call, and unfortunately, year after year here over the last few. And it's you know, it's obviously now showing itself at the turnstiles and just the vitriol, and it's more than anger. It's something that is it's beyond concerning from a business standpoint. Like that's got to be a big factor in all of this too. That's why I think, you know, I'm happy to move the goalposts on the Memorial Day deadline, the 60-game sample, because, I mean, if they're sitting at 20-40, which is essentially the equivalent of almost what they're at now, like I don't see it going any further beyond that, but I wouldn't be surprised if something happened tomorrow either.
Bob, are you getting the same feedback, or how would you describe the vibe on your shows with fans?
Same. I mean, it really is. It's more apathy. There is anger, still anger. The anger is directed mostly at Bob Nutting, not so much the people who are under him. Although, I mean, they're all parts of this. So, but yeah, it's people. You know, Dan, you're like me. Sometimes you wonder how many calls do I need to take to sound different. They're all the same. You know, there's many ways to express it, but essentially, it's all the same stuff.
I mean, the customers of an establishment are extremely angry and upset. I mean, they have been for years, but it's obviously gone to another level. And frankly, I'm glad that they're angry because, you know, it shows the passion and how much they care. And they're demanding and evoking things that they want to see with their club. And the owner has gone on record saying that he takes his stewardship of the organization very seriously. And I'll use this term again, the rent is due, the funds are insufficient, payments are delinquent from the standpoint of the results that were promised and need to be delivered, and now subsequent action has to come. In the way of a lightning-quick turnaround where things just drop at the hat in 180 degrees positively, or probably the now inevitable changing of the guard at one or many positions, in fact.
Dan, if they move on from Shelton, as we all think at this point, I mean, my God, what is he waiting for? Would he simply turn to Don Kelly, or how do you think that situation would resolve?
Yeah, I think Donnie would get an opportunity because he's highly regarded not only internally but externally around the league. So he would get at least a look-see. But I think the longer-term vision, I would guess, and this is just my guess, that the organization would maybe steer a little bit away from such an analytic bent. And I'm not saying that they completely disregard it, because that would just be reckless and irresponsible. You need to infuse data. You need to infuse all of the new technology, biomechanics, and there very much is a science element to this game. But for it to seemingly drive so much of your decisions and carry so much weight in a room, I think that is something that they will back off on. A great example is of what the Texas Rangers have done. Chris Young, their president, brings in an old war horse in Bruce Bochy. They just fired their hitting coach, and they pulled Brett Boone off the couch, essentially. He was doing podcasts for Odyssey, and now he's their hitting instructor. So I would think that maybe some outside-of-the-box moves where they get some really just true old-school baseball guys more involved in the organization, whether that be directly in the dugout, whether that be within the organization, the minor league development. And maybe, and most importantly, I think somebody has to balance the baseball operations C-suite. You can have an analytical mindset. You need an analytical, forward-thinking, scientific mindset, but you also need to have some true equilibrium there with somebody who has been battle-tested, who's been in the throes of it, been in that dugout, and just knows their ball, right? And they just haven't come up through internships and other disciplines within the game that haven't been directly between the lines.
Well, I don't know how they turn it around. If nothing changes here in terms of moves made by Bob Nutting, you know, where do you go from here? The lineup is just flawed in so many ways. Is there anyone down on the AAA level who can come and play offensively now?
Outside of the Cook and York moves that were made last year, I mean, you're trying Gorski, throwing that up against the wall to see what sticks. You brought Peguero up here. You've used him very little. So I guess two of the four options, which neither of those four are overwhelming and going to move the needle for you. Again, you know, they've been beset by injury. Not to say that, you know, there's a 10-win difference between the right side of the infield if Gonzalez and Horwitz are healthy, but you're also probably looking at a much longer, deeper lineup that's tougher to navigate. It probably does, you know, result in a few wins, nothing significantly, but again, stepping backwards, it's just there's not enough within the system to weather this attrition that they've sustained. And to say where they go from here, I don't know. That I'll stop short of stripping this thing down to the studs, but you're going to have to bring in somebody that really knows what they're doing to try to turn around the guys on the existing roster who do have ability and potential. We could see what other organizations can do with similar players. They have success with them. Find those players, I think, to grab what you can out of them is the best solution for the here and the now. But then there's the longer-term vision of trying to deepen this organization with some more offense for sure.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate the time. Good luck on the pre and post.
Yeah, you're doing a great job with it, too. It's not easy, I know.
May the odds be ever in my favor. Thanks, guys.
To call you, this team bad is a compliment.
What planet is he coming from?
Thank you, Dan. I think the second guy, his voice is really what does it for me, that it's a compliment to call them bad. Can I hear that voice again? It's a radio voice, Bob.
What planet is he coming from?
To call this team bad is a compliment.
He sounds like some old... That sounds like the narrator from The Twilight Zone.
They're a joke.
It does.
This is a disaster,
but he makes his point. He's strong about his point, and he's speaking for lots of people.
Well, yes, he is. And the danger, I've always said, for the Pirates comes when anger turns to apathy. And if you look at the National League attendance figures, the only team worse is Miami, with a lower attendance figure than the Pirates. And maybe that's why they didn't ban the fan who approached the usher yesterday, Bob, because if you lose one fan, your attendance goes down by 73%.
That was just a terrible situation all the way around.
It was ridiculous.
I don't understand how it ever gets to that point.
Well, when you say all the way around, according to somebody at your station, the fan or both fans were giving a woman at the concession stand a hard time, correct?
Right. I mean, the usher stepped in
and then it got ugly.
Culture right now that everyone's angry and mad and has to result to the...
Well, I hope if that happens, somebody steps in. Now, did the usher step in the right way? That's up for question. You saw the video.
I saw the video.
I know this. When somebody spits on me,
no, it's terrible.
All bets are off.
All bets are off. I agree. But I think, you know, they're looking at it from their own point of view and what you're supposed to do. But I know me. If someone did that to me, I would react very similar. Wait a minute. I mean, but again, why does it come to this? Why?
I don't know.
Why can't people comport themselves with a little dignity anymore? You know, generally speaking, you see this all the time in sporting events.
I don't believe in the old adage that the customer is always right. If he's spitting on people,
I agree with what you're saying. Absolutely.
Now, again, that doesn't mean that headlines that go across the country reading Pirates usher beats fan with belt is a PR win by any means, but... From what I saw, at least, and I don't know the whole story, from what I saw, I'm on Team Usher more than Team Fan in this one. How about you, Limits?
Man, a horrible situation all around, but you just cannot spit on anyone and expect there not to be that type of reaction.
Just, it wasn't once.
That is just unacceptable, ridiculous behavior.
And that wasn't addressed. The only thing the Pirates addressed was the usher. And, well, I won't say what I said earlier. All right, let's keep moving.
Both were in the wrong.
Yes. Well,
but I understand
one was way more in the wrong for the reported actions that led to the confrontation and for what transpired thereafter.
Yes.
I think one was, at least from what I saw and what's been reported, way more in the wrong than the usher.
I do agree with that, yes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. For over 50 years, the big boy Mark Cabali is on that Sullivan Super Service hotline. Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. But I want to tell you first, you can join Crowley, first name Adam, and True Fan Travel on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the black and gold play across the pond. 5 nights in Dublin, that includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more. Hotel and or land-only packages available. For info on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 937thefan.com. Well, guess who's not going to be in Ireland with the Steelers? Mr. George Pickens. And that brings us to the big boy. Mark, Bob was surprised by the timing. I'm really not. I'm not surprised at all that they decided to move on from George Pickens, and I commend them for it. What's your take on this deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing really surprising is the timing, to be honest with you. I mean, if this was made 2 weeks ago, nobody would bat an eyelash. You'd be like, okay, makes sense, get a draft pick. But now you go through the entire draft without adding another wide receiver, and most people now look at it as we're right back at square one. You replace Pickens with replace Metcalf with Pickens, and now what do we got? A bunch of mumble jumble, two threes and fours here.
Well, isn't that an upgrade in terms, especially in terms of attitude, and especially in terms of effort, and possibly in terms of production?
Oh, I agree with you on all of that. I mean, if you were able to get the third round pick, what they were able to do, and I think that's probably where the timing came in at, where it was probably more of a fourth round pick than a third round pick before the draft, then you were able to be able to get a third round pick after the draft. So I think that's why the timing's crazy. But other than that, it's a smart idea. I mean, you can't take any chances. What's surprising to me is for all everything that I've heard, it was Mike Tomlin was the one that was in front of this all. It wasn't Art. It wasn't Omar. It was Mike and then the organizational decision of it's time to move on.
Right. Unfortunately, also Tomlin was at the forefront of drafting the guy and thinking he had outsmarted the league by ignoring all the warning signs. Where is Bob Limits?
I think he went to get food.
My understanding is he was having more blowouts than the Thunder Grizzlies series.
Oh, I hope
I hope he's okay.
Do you like that one, Mark?
Stop with Ron. All right. So you like the deal because why? Because they avoided a pending implosion from Pickens, who might not have been able to handle the fact that they gave his job and his money to another man?
Yeah. I mean, they just didn't trust him. I mean, the fact that is he didn't. This was not something he come and pounded on the door for and said, I want it traded. He just wanted to play out. He wanted to do the T. Higgins thing. So he had the mindset of being a guy that was going to play by the rules this year. But, I mean, how much can you really trust that? Because we've seen 3 years of, I mean, you can name three, four, five incidents that we know of.
Ten, actually, happened. But go ahead.
I mean, this is my point, Joe. How many things do we don't know about?
Exactly. You know, exactly.
That, yeah. So, I mean, I the only thing that's I think stinks if you're a Steelers fan is I would love to see George and DK together. That would have been an interesting dynamic, not, you know, fighting or anything, just how they play football together.
Me too. I would love to have seen Martavis Bryant and Antonio Brown together too.
Yeah.
I think Martavis Bryant might be the most talented guy of all the above. And he was yet another receiver who started to show signs of going south here, and Tomlin couldn't reel him back in. Once they start to waver, he is unable to bring them back in. And that goes for Claypool and Johnson and this guy and Martavis and Antonio. The list goes on.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The thing with Martavis is you look back on it, and you're thinking, oh, he'd probably still be in the league right now if this wasn't 10 years ago, the stuff he did, right?
No doubt. So let me ask you this, because this is definitely a related and very important question. They didn't take a receiver in the draft this year, but they still have a guy that they took in the third round last year. They invested a fairly high pick in. What do we make of Roman Wilson? Do we believe that the idea that he was unable to grasp the offense? Where are we going with him?
No, I think it's twofold with him. I think he's athletic, extremely athletic. Just watching him coming back from that injury, seeing him on the field, he has a ton of talent. But, I mean, that's all he has right now. He has no resume. You don't know what he can do when, you know, it's live bullets, so to speak, out there. You have no clue. So it makes it a risk right away there. I think last year is if he would have never got hurt in the Arthur Smith, what was it, the old jet sweep play in training camp, that I think he would have been fine last year. But when
the big story there was that the big story there was he didn't run the jet sweep for Cordero Patterson, but go ahead.
A lot of times you see with rookies, once they get hurt early in the process, and if it's an extended period of time like it was him, I mean, to steal the line from Tomlin, it is tough for those young guys to get back on the moving train as in not learning the playbook, but just getting ready and to be able to learn like a pro to be able to be ready. So I think that was his problem right there. I think he has all the talent in the world, but once again, you can't put all your eggs in the Roman Wilson basket. Because he's only played about two more snaps than me and you in the professional league there, Joe.
I'm only putting an egg or two in his basket. Bob believes.
Hey, it's Bob.
Yeah, Bob, are you okay? That's what was my concern. There were reports you were having more blowouts than the Thunder Grizzly series. Is everything all right?
That would not be true.
Okay. Denying that report, is everything all right?
I'm fine.
According to a source.
According to a source.
You don't have sources where I just went. So you, if you do, then you're doing something that should not be legal.
Wait, where were you, Bob?
None of your business. Let's go on with the conversation. All right. Time is limited.
Okay. Bob believes that another move might be on the horizon, that the Steelers made this knowing they're going to make another move, perhaps a trade of some kind, a signing of some kind. We saw Gabe Davis released today. Do you agree with that? Are they still going to bolster that room some more?
I think they're going – I mean, I don't know anything, but I would think that they would stand pat right now, maybe after OTAs, if they find out that, you know, these guys that they have aren't going to perform. I just think that Robert Woods, they must think that he's much better than the rest of us think he is right now.
Yes, I think so.
I think that's what they might be thinking right now. I don't know. I mean, is there an Alan Lazard trade happening? my goodness, what are we doing here? I mean, is there an Amari Cooper, which I would not be against Amari Cooper. Everything I hear about Amari Cooper, he's a great locker room guy. He just was a little banged up in Buffalo once he got traded last year. And I think he had a wrist problem. Plus, they'd like to spread the ball around. I think that guy would fit in right nicely as well. But I think they'll hold off. That might be something you might see later in training camp if they realize that these guys aren't going to get the job done.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Bob, would you bring in Amari Cooper and his Tommy Pham-like toughness?
Yeah, I would. I thought he still has value left. You know, as a number two especially, he wouldn't be under the same microscope as being a number one someplace. So, yeah, I think at some point you'll see another name. I'm not sure when or how they extract it from another team or trade or sign it in free agency. But I thought, Mark, all along that if you make this move, then, you know, maybe you should have drafted another wide receiver and just add another something in there as opposed to being so thin because one injury away from who knows what.
So you're not a Scotty Miller or Ben Skowronek fan?
I mean, those guys are high overachievers, but yeah, not exactly. They have a role, role that we're looking to fill, which is a number two.
That's the whole criticism, I think. The only criticism of the trade is the timing, because then you can't address that in either free agency and or the draft. So you leave yourself pretty much thin at the position, unless we are all just missing the boat on Robert Woods. I'm going to have to go look up some Robert Woods tape over the past couple of years. Maybe he is a lot better than we think he is right now. Maybe that's the case, too.
I'd rather have Icky Woods. Remember the Icky Shuffle?
Oh, Mark? Yeah. I used to love the Icky Shuffle.
That was great.
You remember the Icky Shuffle with his didn't he do a commercial with the Icky Shuffle?
Yes, he did in later years. Ron and I met Icky Woods later. Very kind man.
What college he go to? He go like UNLV or something?
I think
out
so.
West, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. So, all right. We're left with the receiver room as is, but we don't know who the quarterback will be. Bob threw out another theory. He said this was just a theory, but I thought it was interesting. Could it be that they suddenly, Aaron Rodgers told them no? So they're basically saying, all right, I'm scaling back a little. Where do we stand on Rodgers?
What I've most recently heard was that there's been not much communication. I mean, there's not much news. It's not like he contacted them to say, yeah, I'm out. So they're just waiting like the rest of us of waiting for that answer to be official. So,
But Mark, why can't he just say yes? If he's doing it, just say yes. There is no other obligation that you have to make. You don't. In other words,
you mad, man.
Well, no, it's not making me mad. We'll do this stuff every day. We do it. I try to remove my own emotions from this. I'm just saying, to make it easier on them and him, instead of answering these stupid questions day in and day out, why not just say, yeah, I'm coming, but I'm not going to be there to a certain date. Who cares what the date is? If he has personal issues, the Steelers can say, fine, we'll honor that. You go do what you do, but at least we know where we are.
The only thing I can possibly think of is if something does happen in his personal life, then he would have to renege on his contract and it would make him look bad. That's the only thing I could think of rationally.
Or if he's still contemplating retirement.
I don't think so.
I don't either, but I'm just, these go out there because.
Aren't there rumors that he's getting married, Bob?
Well, there was a picture from the Kentucky Derby, right, Austin, that he had a wedding ring on or something.
He did, yeah.
You'd know better than anyone, big boy. Is McAfee getting invited to the Aaron Rodgers wedding? And by extension, might you as a member of the McAfee show?
Yeah, I'll be there June, 7 to 10 days. That's when it will be.
7 to 10
he'll be
days.
He'll be married within 7 to 10 days.
Need a spot to park for the AC/DC concert? Try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place just steps away from PNC Park and a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along the South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on Park Wiz. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. Bob, would you like to throw another question at the big boy?
What did I miss so I don't duplicate what
it's
you
okay
said coming
if you
in?
Duplicate. It would take too long.
Okay, then I have no further questions.
I have no further questions. All right, big boy, we had a landmark moment on the show earlier. When it was revealed again that Limits is taking all kinds of heat from callers because he doesn't like Will Howard and isn't even open to him being any good. And
that's a typical Penn State guy.
Right. That's what people are saying.
Is. Again, I said that I think Will Howard can be a good backup quarterback. And if he can be a backup for them as a sixth-round pick, that's a good career.
Okay. So
I agree with you on that.
People were all over Limits saying he's saying that because he's an Aller guy. He wants Howard to fail, et cetera.
It's not true.
And then all of a sudden,
And
then all of a sudden, Bob jumps into the fray. And I asked Bob a simple question, and I want your answer to this question. If I gave you the choice to start a franchise right now with quarterback Drew Aller,
I don't think you phrased it like that. Did you phrase it like that?
I phrased it word for word like that.
I thought
you're starting a franchise. Which guy would you start with? And
no,
I know you don't think either is a franchise quarterback, but these. All right, phrase it this way. Who's the better quarterback, Will Howard
right
or Drew Aller?
That's what I thought you were trying. I said Howard.
I mean, isn't that the same thing? I did
no,
phrase
better
it the
quarterback,
other way.
You could have a better quarterback like Austin said, who's a backup and gets a nice career
who's
out of it.
Who's the better quarterback, Will Howard or Drew Aller? You said Will Howard.
I said I like him better than I do Drew Aller.
That's what I that's said. That's it. Yes.
What do you say, Mark?
I just want to hear you two fight back some more.
I'm not a fighter. I'm not going to spit in his face. I'm not going to do anything that would drag him to bring his belt out on me. Not going to happen.
By the way, that usher was very resourceful. I would have never thought of pulling out the belt.
Yeah, that was quite a move.
That was.
Thank you.
Who would you take?
When you get spit in the face, man, any everything's open game. But if I'm starting a franchise and it's Will Howard or Drew Aller, and mind you, I would preface with saying I hate Ohio State and Penn State, I would go with Drew Aller.
I think
it's a good choice.
Thank you, Mark.
Good for you.
Everybody would. That's why one guy's a sixth-round pick, or most people would, I should say, and the other guy is going to go in the first round. And I don't even like Aller that much, but Bob might be right, and our listeners might be right. They've weighed in with City Limits on his Twitter poll. I just think if Will Howard had been drafted by the and we presented that question to fans, they would feel a lot different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people were just tweaking Limits too because they know he's a Penn State guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's true. That
you should have seen what happened with him and Bob. Limits called Bob's opinion ridiculous.
Oh,
it wasn't so much the word; it was the emotion behind the word.
Yeah, there was a lot of.
Do we got that on audio?
I think we do. Can we find that?
No,
Limits,
we don't want
to
find
called
it.
It ridiculous.
Yeah, it might be on video unless Bob says he doesn't want it on our social post. Of
no, I don't want that.
You don't want it to be our social
post.
No,
I don't want
today?
It to be the social post because
then,
all it does is lead to more
post.
Distractions and more things you got to do, and I don't want to deal with that.
I was going to say the nicest man in Pittsburgh sports media against this dope saying that he thinks Drew Aller is really good.
No.
He raised Bob's ire, I can tell you that, because of really, frankly, the condescending way that Limits presented his opinion toward Bob.
And I went down and got Limits food, too. I did everything in my power to to extend olive branches throughout this whole process.
Bob, how can I extend an olive branch to you?
Bob combating insults with kindness, as he often does.
It's the only way to go. Seriously.
Did you bring Limits food?
I did.
Wow. What a gesture.
Your follow-up would be, why not me? But you already had like six pizzas, so I thought there was no more room in your stomach.
Phil Spano's pizza.
Solo pizza.
I don't know what else to ask, Mark. I guess finish off with, how will you remember the George Pickens era, and do you think he'll thrive in Dallas?
That's a good question, because I think he very well might. And that's the reason, Mark, I said that I thought he'd be on this team and motivated to put the past behind him and concentrate solely on money. Because this is what this is for him. It's a money year. And I think it still might work that way in Dallas. That's why I thought they wouldn't move from him.
The only problem in Dallas is you got CeeDee Lamb going to get 115 catches, right? 180 passes thrown to him. That's the only thing you have to worry about there if you're George. But George knows. I mean, let's see how disciplined he can be, knowing that this is tied to a big payday at the end of it right now. So as George Pickens' legacy here, one of the more extremely talented individuals you'll ever see, ever. But he cared about one person, and one person alone. And those things tend to don't work in team sports. And
unless he cares for himself with money at the end of it. I'm telling you.
I just don't know why the Steelers haven't figured this out yet, is they can't change everybody just because you're – you know, if you have some red flags, there's a reason why those red flags are not talking about medically. I'm talking about, you know, history stuff. You can't change everybody, and they got to just get away from that. And I think they've done that for the past couple of years where, you know, if talent is number one, being a good human is 1B. So I think they're going down the right path of at least putting a roster together like that.
Thank you, big boy. We'll talk to you next week. I feel like I've forgotten something, but now I can't remember what, which is why I've forgotten.
Bob's already leaving, so it doesn't matter.
Bye, Mark.
See you, fellas.